Let's get into it. Soul Not For Sale podcast. We got Joe Rogan talking about natural disasters, talking a little bit about Maui. Well, a lot about Maui. And then he touches on what's going on in North Carolina. Hurricane Helene, I believe it's pronounced. Oh, man. It's a short clip, but honestly, I want to talk about this, and I want to talk about it on the channel that has more of a reach. So we're going to get into Joe Rogan. Then I'm going to show you the best breakdown of the that shows the magnitude of actually what's happening in North Carolina. Then I have a bunch of clips of people from there talking about what they've seen and what they're going through. And then I have Kamala Harris's response to it all. And then I have a theory, a very dark theory at the end that's been presented by people online. Let's get into it, guys. Start with Joe Rogan.
But you will never be able to work for pharmaceutical drug companies.
Yep.
Ever.
That's
that
it.
Should be a prerequisite.
Simple, like even with food. We could overcomplicate food. Okay. Why not just say, if you don't ship it to Europe, don't ship it to Americans?
Yeah.
Duh.
How is that hard? If we don't want to do the double-blind studies and the research, and I get it, and it's hard to do, and it's confusing, but at minimal, we can follow the guidance of countries who have better health standards than the U.S. has today.
Just think about what you said about war. And think about what you said about the American people, how many die from chronic disease every year. And think about how much money we have spent on a war that we're not even in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was the overall, what's the latest? Didn't they just send another few
billions?
A little bit here, a little bit there. I mean, I wonder how much they set aside for those people in North Carolina and Tennessee from that hurricane, because mm-hmm. those people are f***ed.
Yep.
A lot of people are dead, man. I was reading this account. It was a horrific account of this these people, a grandparents and a child that were on a roof, and it was before the roof swept away, the building swept away, and they drowned. But there's a photograph of the last photograph of them on the roof, and they're terrified. Yeah. And this little girl and her grandparents are on this roof, and the water is everywhere. I mean, there's so many washed out streets and so many washed out bridges, and the roads are gone. Have you seen some of the aerial photographs?
I have. It's terrible.
It's terrible. Houses floating down the street in Asheville, North Carolina, just floating down the street. And how much relief are they going to get? Is it going to be like Maui, where you give them $700?
Yeah.
Which is the most, that's more insulting than giving them no money. A one-time fee of $700, you lost your house in the most catastrophic wildfire in the history of North America. You're going to give them $700 each, but you're going to give Ukraine 170 whatever billion.
Yeah, and I heard Tulsi on here talking, and I'm like, God, man, when you look at, like, there's a lot to gain by those people not being able to afford to stay. Like, they're essentially homeless, and then they still got to pay their mortgages. They still have to pay these bills. They're not going to give them long-term mortgage relief.
That's very valuable land if everybody defaults. And not only that, but the governor was on record, give a speech, like, right after the fire.
Yeah.
And one of the things they talked about was the state taking that land, which is an insane thing to do, right? Was it the mayor? Who was it that said that? Was it the mayor or the governor? But it was just the fact that they said it out loud is so insane in the wake of these people suffering this catastrophic loss. They didn't even know how many people were dead at that time. People were just missing, kids missing, burnt alive. Who knows how many people died? I don't even think they have an accurate count right now of how many people died.
When we live in a world where things change so fast.
See if you can find that.
I get how people would get overwhelming, because I try to follow it all, and that's why I stick to my niche of healthcare.
Yeah. But
this is much.
This is crazy.
I know.
This is crazy that they're saying. Now,
I wish that he talked about North Carolina more. You know, you have Jamie there. You can look it up. There's so many things you can do. You can pull up a bunch of clips like I have right here. But Joe Rogan's episodes are a little behind, so I'm not going to wait until Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday when he actually talks about it more extensively, when he's gained more of a perspective. I want to talk about it now. It's really messed up. Here's the best breakdown I've seen that tells us the magnitude of what's going on. Let's go.
Talk to you about geography, because we need to understand the scale of what's going on. This is the state of North Carolina. This is the area that's without power still. This is also the state of North Carolina. This yellow outline is the country of Belgium that I've overlaid for scale. Okay? This is the scale. 230,000 customers without power means households. Based on US Census data, the average household size here is about 3, which means we're talking about 600,000 to 700,000 people who have not had power for a week. That is an emergency by itself. If you don't have power for a week, then if you had food stored in the freezer, no, you don't. If you had breast milk, insulin stored in the fridge, no, you don't. You don't get to run your CPAP machine. 750,000 people without power for a week should make headline news by itself. But power outages are unfortunately one of the mildest of problems. Water is also out. Cell coverage is out. If you're seeing people posting from this area, there's a good likelihood they're having to drive miles to do that. And that is if they have a car that wasn't destroyed, if they can get gas somehow, and if they have roads they can drive miles on. These are the road closures. Okay? And these roads are not closed because there's some water on them. They're closed because they look like this now. Right? This times this. That's the scale. The reason the roads look like that is because this is the topography. This is not like a lot of cities where you drive for a half an hour to go get to this. This is the region. This is where people live. When you live in the mountains, you get one road. And they're going to put it wherever they can put it. That's why it's shaped like this. Very often, that's going to be along a river or next to it. When a road looks like this, right? That means the land looks like this. So when a hurricane decides to go hiking in the mountains, which has never happened in this area before, ever, you're going to get a torrential amount of water, and it's going to be moving very fast because it's moving down a mountain. And this river is going to explode. It's going to take out this road right here, and it's going to take out this road right here. And then everybody that lives in here is trapped because you're not walking out. Some people are. Some people are putting what they can and their children on their back and hiking out, which is, to be honest, pretty representative of typical Appalachian scrappiness. Anyway, the other thing that's going to happen is mud, because the water is not going to just gently fall down the mountain and go in the river. It is going to get into the earth, and the earth is going to become mud, and that is incredibly heavy. And the whole mountainside is going to shear off like a windshield wiper and carry everything with it and put it in the river. And that's why we're seeing the level of destruction we're seeing, because roads are not the only thing that is gone. This is not a river. This is a town. This is Chimney Rock. This is a screenshot from this user. This is what it looked like before. And this is the scale that we're talking about. There are hundreds of small towns in this picture. This is Asheville, this right here. You've heard a lot about Asheville, probably, hopefully. Asheville is not a small remote mountain town. It is a city of 100,000 people. It is the city that you would drive to go to the doctor if you live in an actual small remote mountain town. And it did get devastated. It did get hit very hard. But part of the reason why you are seeing so much coverage out of Asheville is that you can get there right now. If you're going to send a news crew to North Carolina, they can just drive into Asheville. And you do not want to be taking up a helicopter right now just to take pictures, because people are still trapped. I do think some news organizations went here for a working lunch and didn't ask anybody if anyone lives up here. So I'm a little frustrated by that. But gradually, I think the coverage is developing. The rest of this is going to be very bleak, so don't watch it if you're already not okay, please. The mortality counts that you've seen in the tens are irresponsibly optimistic. Those are the people who've been identified. When you find someone's remains washed down a river, how do you know where they came from? How do you contact their loved ones to get an identification? When the cell towers are down, when the roads are down, when all of those people are still concentrating on trying to get out and trying to get food and water. You're going to wait. You're going to wait until the living are taken care of. We have not begun to hear the mortality numbers from this disaster. This is a small country. And it's my mom's small country. And it's gone. Please pay attention.
What's that say? B E E V ES of time, beeves of time. So if you got TikTok, or if you just want TikTok, because she seems like she might be covering this whole thing, definitely give her a follow. She might be on Instagram as well. I can check right now if she's on Twitter. Beeves of time. Let's see. She's not, but everybody. Oh. Yeah, she's not, but everybody is resharing what she has going on. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Pretty insane. That is the best breakdown that you will hear And let's just get into, man, it's just, it's so crazy that there's not more coverage. Again, I wish Joe would have talked about it more. His episodes are delayed. Maybe it hadn't developed as much, you know, I don't know. But yeah, let's just get into this next video. This is a person who's talking about trying to let us know what really should be covered, because apparently the news is not covering certain things when it comes to this whole disaster. And check this out.
Asheville is horrendous. It looks like a freaking bomb got set off over there, especially where Biltmore is. If you're headed towards Hendersonville, that whole area looks like a bomb has been set off. But guys, that's not what needs to be covered. I need this video to go viral. I need you all to share this. Share it and tag and share and tag. Get this out. I need this to reach as far west. People, we have communities. We have people in these Appalachian Mountains right now. Right here in these Appalachian Mountains, we have brothers and sisters that are stuck, that are trapped. It has been 7 days. 7 days since Hurricane Helene hit the United States. We've got people trapped in these mountains. And people are asking where our military is. Our military can't do anything until the leader of this stupid country right now signs off on it. So our military is stuck. They cannot put boots on the ground. They cannot hike these Appalachian Mountains. They cannot rescue these people that are in these mountains that are stuck. They can't get to them. They can't do anything. Our military can't do anything because they will not sign the orders to release them. It is up to us, American people, and we are doing everything we can. We got hit in Greene County. Our riverbank is gone. Houses are gone. I need y'all to understand, outside of these Appalachian Mountains, the news are not covering it. They're not telling what it's like. The county above us, Unicoi County, is the county you've seen all over the news where the people were on top of the hospital had to be rescued. You saw how much water they had. That water came down to Greene County. You all have saw Newport, Cock County. Dolly was there yesterday. Dolly Parton. That's where she done her press conference where she's donating $2 million. $1 million out of her pocketbook and $1 million out of her donation or out of her fund. Guys, East Tennessee and Western North Carolina is 1,000 times worse than the news has made it out to be. There is people. I need y'all to understand, especially coastal states. You all that live in a state that is surrounded by the ocean, that it connects to the ocean, when you get hit with a hurricane, yours involves an ocean. That ocean comes in, it floods you, but it sucks back out. You are still left with your buildings. You're still left with your homes to be able to go in and see if you can salvage anything. Okay? You're left with that. These people aren't left with that. These people don't even have a structure to go back to see if they can save anything. These people don't have anything to go back to look at. It is a concrete slab, and it's here, and it's in Unicoi, and it's in Cock County, and it's across that state line in North Carolina. And I'm going to tell you now, North Carolina is so much worse than anywhere. Those mountain towns, you've got to understand, people live off-grid for a reason. They want to keep talking about the death toll. They want to keep comparing this hurricane to Katrina and the death toll. I'm here to tell you now, and I've told other people, and I've talked to news stations, and I'm telling you, this death toll will blow Katrina out of the water. There is people we don't even know who was on those Appalachian Mountains hiking them. There is people that live off-grid for a reason. We have no idea how many people lived in those mountains. We don't know how many homeless people had camps set up in those mountains. I can tell you now, where I live, there was homeless camps set up all along the river. All along the river. And now they're gone. And we don't even know if the homeless made it out. We don't know if they're alive. We don't know anything, people. We don't know. You need to understand, there are bodies washing up. This ain't a joke. There is counties in North Carolina that don't have enough body bags. They have already filled thousands. There is one county in particular, they've done filled 1,000 and they're begging for more because they don't have any more. Please do not compare this hurricane to Katrina. Don't even compare what Florida got from Hurricane Helene. Do not compare what they got compared to East Tennessee and Western North Carolina, because I'm going to tell you now, we're not the same. We are not the same. People have asked, why were we not prepared? You can't prepare for something that has never happened. It's the same as asking Florida, why are you not prepared for a blizzard? Because a blizzard has never happened in Florida. I am in Tennessee. I do not connect to an ocean. There is no reason that we should have had that much damage. Have we ever been flooded by hurricanes? Yes. But nothing like what we just endured. You've got to understand, we didn't have an ocean that come in and then sucked back out. We had...
Her name is Take House Homestead. If you're looking for her on TikTok, if you have an account there, I don't think she's on Twitter, or else the person more than likely would have linked to it. But yeah, that's absolutely crazy. You know what came to mind as she was saying that? You know, with Springfield, Ohio, they could take 20,000 Haitians and get them into that place right away. And it's not the first plane full of immigrants that they've taken somewhere into America, into one of these states. Why can't they round up everybody that's there right now and bring them to a state? Bring them to one of these states that's willing to take all these immigrants, or maybe a state that's just willing to take Americans, and just have them in the same situation or a better situation. They're clearing out hotels for illegal immigrants. Why isn't the same thing just happening at the drop of a dime for actual citizens? And I know that doesn't even touch the actual problem of no power. But if you know that there's people without, like, why aren't you just rounding them up as quickly as you possibly can? It's crazy. Here, I'm going to play another clip. This is Tulsi. She actually got down there as soon as it happened. Here's a quick clip of her doing some work out there.
Just touched down. We were able to get on a helicopter so we could get a bird's eye view of the Lake Lure and Chimney Rock area.
This is the whole team right here for the town.
We were able to get on a helicopter so we could...
So these are the images that that first lady was talking about that she didn't really like all that much, because you don't know who's in there. You could be filming bodies and you don't realize it. You know, given that that girl, her mom's from North Carolina, in North Carolina, you know, it's probably disrespectful to her. You know, it's crazy that they could get the pictures, but they can't get the people. It's wild. Okay, let's just keep going.
Rock area.
This is the whole team right here for the town.
Sorry for everything that's happened. It's hard to put into words what that devastation is and what it's going to take for them to even begin to start thinking about rebuilding. It's going to be a long road ahead.
So this is the operation. We're so fortunate to be so loved by everybody. We haven't had a natural disaster like this in Western North Carolina in a very long time. So the outpouring is amazing, and as you can see, volunteers galore, and it's just, you know, so heartfelt.
It is incredible how far are people traveling to come here, both to help but also to get the supplies they need.
To help from all over Florida, Michigan, the Northeast. They're driving an exorbitant amount of distance to come here. As far as a volunteer, all over South Carolina and Eastern North Carolina, Georgia.
The rebuilding here is just going to be so expensive.
Yeah.
I own the Chimney Rock Inn.
Okay.
A third of the back is missing, completely wiped out.
See where the blue styrofoam is at?
Yep.
Our apartment was right under that.
Everything.
You got the mountains around, everything gets funneled in there. And so you get this raging torrent, wall of water, 24 feet. It comes down the river, rock, mud, trees, houses, buildings. Yeah. And it's just like a giant bulldozer slamming everything. It just kind of clears it all out.
But anything you can do, to keep us alive. I don't know what kind of water. We got water in MREs. We got some of that stuff. We're ready for the apocalypse. We need help building this road back. We need a big retaining wall. We need the park reopened. We need this road all the way up. That's the kind of help we need.
Yeah.
We got chainsaws. We got water.
Yep.
We need structure.
Yep.
We definitely appreciate you being here, though.
Well, that's, you know, the smallest thing we can do is just to try to lift up your voices and your stories and what the needs really are here. Glenn, nice to meet you, Tulsi. Thanks for what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
We should be clear all the way down.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
good to
guys.
See you.
We're strong. We just need help.
Yeah.
So Tulsi's Hurricane Helene relief efforts. If you just Google that, you'll find a link so you can actually help if you want. That's not what this video is about, but... Oh, and then I found this. This is such a wild situation, man. I hate seeing stuff like this. But, who's this? Mayorkas. So while everything's happening, Mayorkas is just buying some clothes. Yeah, just expensive store, Gucci store, something like that. It's actually crazy, man. We'll get to Kamala Harris's reaction to all this soon. I just wanted to show you what's actually going on out there. This is another one. So this is exactly what they've been talking about. Things are just wiped away. The roads, you know, this is like one of the better looks, you know. The structures are still there. A lot of it's taken out, but at least there's still buildings standing, probably all without power. Maybe you see some power lines here and there, but who knows? Just crazy devastation what's happened here. There's another two people talking about their accounts. They were actually in the thick of the hurricane. Here you go.
I have no ID. I have no way to pay for food. He has no way to get gas. We're stuck. So we have to sleep in a car that's leaking with the same clothes we've had on since the...
It was a 30-foot wall of water just pushing through Lake Lure all the way down.
My house washed away. I had a cat, I had two geckos. I lost it all.
It was like by a miracle that we made it. I started to call 911, I could not get through. I called again and I was able to get through. And I said, the water's coming in our house. And they said, get to higher ground. And I was like, okay, we're going in the attic. And we're overwhelmed with calls right now. That's all we can tell you to do. Your adrenaline's pumping. It's like, you're saving your life right now.
I have no ID. I have no way to pay for food. He has no way to get gas.
Man, I just don't get it. Why can't they get them? You know, it's obviously talking from a naive place, more feeling than actually knowing how all of this works. Definitely. I can call myself out on that, but why can't they get them, man? Why can't they get, like, these people are living in their car. Why can't they get them? Why can't they just bring them to the same type of place they bring all these illegal immigrants and let them stay in a hotel and pay for their meals and, you know, help them pay for cars, give them food stamps? Why can't they do the same thing? It's already operational. So why can't they just do it? Anyway, Kamala Harris, her reaction here, what they're going to be giving these people, the ones that they can get a hold of. And as you listen to this, just think about this person and these people who are stuck. They can't receive what she's talking about right now. All right, listen to this.
And I want to thank the local leaders for together creating a task force-like response, knowing that we are at our best when we work together and coordinate resources, coordinate our communications to the maximum effect for the community that has been impacted. And the federal relief and assistance that we have been providing has included FEMA providing $750 for folks who need immediate needs being met, such as food, baby formula, and the like. And you can apply now for anyone who's watching this who has been affected. There are FEMA personnel who are going door-to-door to interact personally with folks, especially those who do not have electricity, but also that aid if you have electricity.
See, this is why I wanted to show. You know I don't interrupt clips, but she's a moron anyway. So, but from everything that I've shown you, right, think about what she's saying. She's like, they're going door-to-door. What about the people who just lost everything and they're living in cars? How are these FEMA reps or whatever they are, how are they going to find those people? And then they're going to offer those people $750 that are living in their car? Like, this is out of hand. The way that she, Biden, I guess, I mean, he's not even the one making these announcements. He should be. This is crazy. It's crazy that they already have a system in place that they could just say, we're not doing that for illegal immigrants, just for a little while, just to the tune of however many people from North Carolina need it, and we're going to do it for them instead. They took over massive hotels in New York, like the Roosevelt, and they just filled it with immigrants. Just put a bunch of them into a shelter and put a bunch of actual citizens into the hotel. And this is just one hotel I'm talking about. There's thousands that got converted into pretty much shelters. It's crazy that they're thinking of, and just listen to this. Listen to the rest of it. Sorry.
It can be applied for online, and I encourage people to do that. FEMA will just, our FEMA personnel who are going door to door to interact personally with folks, especially those who do not have electricity. But also that aid, if you have electricity, can be applied for online, and I encourage people to do that. FEMA will just basically verify your address, and then the process should take hold. FEMA is also providing tens of thousands more dollars for folks to help them be able to deal with home repair, to be able to cover a deductible when and if they have insurance, and also hotel costs. Today I'm also announcing that the president has approved the governor's request for 100% federal reimbursement of local costs.
Holy man. Reimbursement. Reimbursement for people who've lost everything. Do you know how, whatever, man. I bleep out my own swear words anyway. Do you know how f***ing this is? Do you know how f***ing absolutely retarded this is? That she just said, you can get this if and when if you have insurance. What about the people that don't? you're just like, whatever. Two middle fingers for those people. This is so out of pocket. This is so disrespectful. It's crazy. It's crazy. It would be different if this administration did what they did for illegal immigrants and then did like tenfold for the citizens when things like this happened. You know, well, we're building a housing complex in this town, you know, where we're building these houses. We're going to build them as quick as we can. We're going to get everybody out there and we're going to move you all there, and you're going to stay there until everything's rebuilt. And we're going to make sure your houses are rebuilt, and don't even worry about paying for them. You just show us a blueprint of your house. If you don't have it, we'll contact the builder. If they handled things like that, I'd be like, okay. I understand why they do what they do for illegal immigrants then, because it's just the land of milk and honey. But then all of a sudden it all runs out when it comes just before she did this, she gave Zelensky $8 billion. They just gave Zelensky $8 billion more. So we're at like, I don't know, $220 billion or something like that, that they've given Ukraine. Again, I don't know how it works, right? I just know how you should probably take care of your citizens. Just be like, we're not giving you any money. He didn't walk out with an $8 billion check. They like assigned it and they said, yeah, don't worry, you're going to get $8 billion. They should just call him up and be like, hey, we're not giving it to you. Something happened in North Carolina. We'll catch up with you when we can. That's it. And just put the $8 billion there. It's so crazy to me that can't just be done right away, just right off the bat. It's so crazy to me that they're just not allowed to do that. It makes no sense. And Rogan was right. That's what they're getting. They're getting $750, a one-time payment to whoever is left alive and they can actually find. That's what they're going to be doing. They're going to go door to door. They're just going to be walking up to places. Well, it says that there's a town here. I don't know if we can find the people. Love to have them sign up and potentially get reimbursed for whatever. Like, it's so disrespectful. And the fact that there's still people who live in Beverly Hills who are just so fucking liberal. I got to write it down every time I swear. That they're unaffected by everything because they're just so rich, so well off, and have such luxury that they're still looking at this lady and being like, this is a cultural phenomenon. oh, this, she's the one. She, oh, this is great what she does. She does great things. Joy. Joy. It's so crazy. This is such a crazy situation. You know? Bad enough that this happened to a state that voted pretty much all Trump last election. 26 out of 29 counties all voted for Trump. Just saying. Bad enough that it's happening to these people, but how they're dealing with it is insane. And the fact that Dolly Parton, which thought she was dead, Dolly Parton has done more for this effort than Kamala Harris and the Biden administration. Donald Trump has done more. Tulsi Gabbard has gone deeper into the situation than anyone in the administration. This is so crazy. It's so crazy that this, it just isn't a cut and dry decision, that Trump isn't up by 95% in every single poll. What the mainstream media is able to do to our minds is absolutely disgusting. It's so crazy. So crazy. Have more clips here.
Vice President Kamala Harris touching down in Charlotte, North Carolina, meeting with Hurricane Helene survivors and receiving briefings on the recovery.
I came here to find out what's going on the ground, to find out what more we can do in terms of federal aids.
Like many disaster responses, the recovery from Helene is proving to be complicated and at times slow. 9 days after the storm, many residents here, they may not have running water for weeks. Crews are still doing search and rescue missions, and the remote mountainous communities are still struggling with connectivity.
Our communications are down. I mean, I still don't have any internet at home.
The National Guard invited NBC News to see the challenges ahead.
We can see things that ground rescuers can't.
We flew over thick brush and woods, spotting collapsed bridges and roadways as the military and members of FEMA tried to look for people who might need aid.
We want to be able to provide some hope for the individuals that may still be out there hoping for help.
But the perfect storm of fear and a lack of communication has led to conspiracy theories about the federal response.
It just keeps getting worse and worse, dude.
Amplified at a recent rally for former President Trump.
They stole the FEMA money just like they stole it from a bank, so they could give it to their illegal immigrants.
The White House pushing back.
It's just categorically false. It is not true.
In the last 2 years.
Oh my God, I didn't even know this was in that clip. Of course. Oh, those people who are there who have actually seen loved ones and friends die in this hurricane are just spreading conspiracy theories about the federal response. What? And then, of course, because this is NBC, of course, so I don't know why I expected anything different. Of course, they circle it back to Trump. Hey, just so you know, this act of God, which I'm not even sure that it was, but that's for another tinfoil speedo episode. This whole thing that just happened, just so you know, I mean, any negativity that's swirling around this is because of Donald Trump. And he's not lying. You know, he may have said stole, but you could use the word shifted. You could use the word used instead. They used money that could go to something like this on illegal immigrants instead of the people who are in North Carolina. That's very clear. Like, what? There's speculations that on illegal immigrants that they've spent anywhere from $65 billion to $100 billion so far. This is not up for debate. Like, oh, no. Like, it's not, there's not money just everywhere. That's the problem with this. That's why, I can't wait for, I want Trump to win so bad. I want Elon to just start cutting things because these people just think there's money everywhere. And they've given so much to these illegal immigrants. And they're just like, I don't know what's left. What do we got? 700? 700. You know, if you find a body, put 700 bucks on them and just keep on going. It's like, what the hell's going on, man? Absolutely ridiculous. Here, you can listen to this. I'm pissed, man. This is a terrible audio in this clip, by the way.
And then the work that just private citizens are doing, people who are looking out for each other. It's about communities bonding and taking care of one another, even though they may be perfect strangers to each other. I have always found in my life and career that some of the people who are most generous have the least to give and give everything they can. take care of each other. And so we are seeing the heroes among us, and I'm very grateful for all the folks who are doing this work on the ground.
You know, if I said that, you'd be like, wow, that's a nice thing to say. Or if some lady said that, that's the vice president. You know, it's just strangers just helping strangers. You know, it's a really beautiful thing to see. Hey, you're supposed to do it. Where's the president? Wake the president up and do it. I'm telling you, man. I'd be the worst leader. Or maybe the best. I don't know, because I wouldn't listen to anything. There'd be no signing off. I'd be like, oh, just where's the money? How much is there? Oh, there's almost a trillion. I don't know. Keep putting money into this until we're good. I don't know. We're building roads. That's it. Oh, you got to go to Congress. Screw Congress. I'm not doing anything through Congress. I'm just doing it. That's it. I'm surrounded by people with guns. Who's going to stop me? That's all I would do. I wouldn't care. I would just do it. I'd be like, oh, get out of my face. Who's going to do what? Who's going to do what to me? I got guys with guns everywhere. Snipers. Everything. Who's going to stop me? I'm doing this. And guess what? Ukraine's not getting any more money. Everybody's cut off. There's a tragedy. Something crazy just happened in my country. Everyone's cut off. That's it. Everybody. I don't care what's going on in another country until mine's good. Like, what? The people would love me, but I'd get shot in my head. right away. And they'd be like, it was one of the people, because, you know, people don't like when you're trying to help them, you know. That's what they would do. So this is actually one of the things that's swirling around. It's 26 out of 28 North Carolina counties wrecked by the hurricane. Helene voted for Trump 2020. Then they're just going through all the counties here, just calculating. It was basically, I think it was like 500 some odd thousand for Trump and 100,000 for Biden. And then you got a tweet from Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she's like, they can control the weather and everybody knows it. And it's like, what? You're a government person. What did you just say? She actually said that. I don't want to leave you guys in tears. You know, I got a little bit of funny for you, you know, a little bit. But she actually said that. She probably deleted it by now. She was like, they control the weather, just so you know. Like, what? Say it out loud. What are you trying to say right now, lady? I don't know what you... Oh, man. I can't find it now. But she said it. She definitely said that. Look, I'm just going to put weather control. Sorry, YouTube. I'm not trying to spread anything. Just, you know, a lady said something. Yeah, there it is. Jeez. It's not even a fake account. She said, yes, they control the weather. Here's Obama's CIA, John Brenner, talking about it. Anyone that says they don't or makes fun of this is lying to you. By the way, the people know it and hate all of you who try to cover it up. God damn, lady. Jeez.
An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the...
Where? I don't want you guys to get in the weeds of that. You know, if you follow me on X, I'm retweeting it right now. So there you go. It's on there. But, you know, the main focus is what's actually going on. Forget about who caused it or what caused it or anything like that. The main thing is that these people are going through something tragic and, it needed to be talked about. So when Joe Rogan talks about it more extensively, obviously I will cover that and I'll do an update on everything that's going on. But I felt like that had to be talked about right now. It's really messed up what's going on. Really messed up. Tried my best not to cry like Van Jones over this whole thing. Yeah. Keep the schnapp bubbles inside. But it's crazy to see. It's depressing to see. Really, really. You got to be thankful for wherever you're at right now. Never think of that, eh? You never think about just, I go outside and the ground's dry. You never think about that. But, you know, look outside right now and be grateful for that. That your whole house isn't getting swept away. Anyways, guys, like, subscribe, turn on the notifications, and stay tuned in with what's going on. Start searching it up everywhere you can. Make sure that they're heard. I'm out.